T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're joined now on Grant and Danny by the greatest athlete in the history of D.C. sports in his 16th season with the Washington Capitals, a 12-time All-Star, a 3-time MVP, a 9-time Rocket Richard winner, and a Stanley Cup champion, Alex Ovechkin. Alex, Grant and Danny on the Fan, how are you?
What's up, guys? All good. How's everything?
Pleasure to have you on the show, man. Really, really cool to chat with you. And today, the focal point of our conversation, oddly enough, your whole career has mostly been guys talking about you. We're having you on to talk about someone else. Nicklas Backstrom's 1,000th game with the Capitals. If someone had never seen Backy play, what would you tell them about Backy's game?
Obviously, lots of skill, controlling the puck, see the ice, tremendous passer, and most importantly thing, like a tremendous person and a tremendous player.
Ovi, what did you know about Backstrom before he was drafted? Like, what did they tell you when you found out he was going to be the pick?
Nothing. Be honest with you, like, there was scouts and the GM talking about who they're going to pick, and George, my feedback then, tell me, like, okay, we're going to select Nicklas Backstrom. And I was kind of a little bit nervous because, you know, I have to go on stage and pronounce the name, and hopes I did that right. So it was a fun moment. Obviously, we remember that moment. I was funny part of it. We met up at the airport after, and talk about it a little bit. So it was pretty cool moment for both of us and for the organization as well. You know, everybody hoping that when you draft a player, he's going to stay as long as he can. He's going to healthy enough, and he's going to play more than 1,000 games. And it's been a pleasure to play with him, and since day one, we enjoy time together, and it's pretty cool stuff.
Alex Ovechkin on Grant and Danny on your flagship home for the Capitals, 106.7 The Fan. For so much of his career, Ovi, he's been overshadowed. You know, he is on the same line with you, one of the greatest goal scorers and greatest hockey players who's ever lived, and he never really gets his credit. What's it been like for you to see him grow into being a star, even on all these years, maybe, when no one around the league talked about him?
Yeah, I think he don't need that kind of attention some players like. He's certainly not the loudest guy in the locker room, but, he have so much respect in the locker room. Everybody, when he's talking, everybody tried to listen to him. And obviously, when he came to the league, me and him was young, and when we grown up together, and it's unbelievable pleasure and honor to be with him in the same locker room and growing as a person and as a player every day.
You were talking about being nervous when you announced the pick. Is there anything on the ice during a hockey game that you have nerves about at all at this point?
No, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes you have a little nervous, but as soon as you step on the ice, you're just focusing on the game, focusing on the play, and focusing to do something good for yourself and for your team.
Alex Ovechkin on Nicklas Backstrom Appreciation Day on 106.7 The Fan, talking about one of his best buddies and his longtime running mate on the ice. It's been really cool, Ovi, to watch you guys go from being teenagers, you know, men about town in and around D.C., to fathers and now family men. Now you're in your mid-30s. In what ways has kind of growing up, becoming a dad, helped you on the ice, do you think?
It's obviously a big responsibility. Be a dad, be a husband. So it's obviously helps on the ice as well, because you have a responsibility for what you're doing out there, right? So I think it's cool stuff to have a little ones running around in the house, and you have to watch them, you have to teach them and learn to get better.
Sitting at 728 goals in your career over the years, we've talked so much about how Backstrom has benefited from you. But what about like the other way around? Like, how many of those goals were made possible by Backstrom's greatness?
Yeah, obviously we play lots of games together, and I think we understand a lot together. Like, I know what he's gonna do. He knows what I'm gonna do. He knows where I'm gonna stand, and. Obviously, that connections help to build the chemistry, and you can see how many points we total have together. It's pretty cool.
You mentioned 728 goals. Everybody talks about your goal on your back, Alex, as your best. I don't think the Roman Hammerlick goal, where you tapped it off the sidewall and then went around him, essentially, to go score a goal, gets enough credit. Do you have a favorite goal that you've ever scored?
I like all of them, be honest with you. It's
all 728 are equal for you?
Yeah, yes. It's hard to score, and obviously when you get lucky, you just appreciate it.
I mentioned that you've got 728 sixth all time. You're 166 back of Wayne Gretzky at this point. And the tough thing for you, man, you've lost so many games with work stoppages and now COVID. At 35 years old, needing 166 more, do you think that – hollowed number of 894 is obtainable? Is that something you can do?
Obviously, I'm just enjoying my time. I play game by game, and we'll see what's going to happen.
Is it something you care about at all? Like, we ask you about it in the media a lot. Is it something that is important to you?
Well, obviously, it will be nice to get that record, but it's still a long way to go. So, like I said, I'm just enjoying my time and enjoy game by game.
The great eight, Alex Ovechkin, right here on Grant and Danny. Ovi, tell me about Backstrom's personality. What's he like as a dude off the ice, and do you even like him?
Obviously, he's a funny guy. He likes to make the jokes. He's very serious when we talk about golf or something like that. You know, he loves golf. And but overall, you know, when we was young, we do some crazy stuff together, and right now we're kind of old enough to realize, you know, right now it's we have to focus on the family and hockey-wise.
So he may be a better golfer than you, but you're the dude with the hole-in-one. Do you ever bring that up to him?
Yeah, I'm kind of retired after this.
So after the hole-in-one, you just stop playing?
Yeah, I don't need it anymore. You know, I get my goal.
Alex Ovechkin, kind enough to join us here on Grant and Danny for a few more minutes. Brooks Orpik once said on a podcast, did you drink soda on the bench during games? First of all, soda's so delicious. Second of all, is that true?
Yeah, I drink Coke from the getaway bottle, yeah. Because sometimes you need to find the energy, and sometimes you lose it. You need the sugar, so I drink it.
Alex Ovechkin, one of the best who's ever done it in the NHL and the greatest athlete in the history of D.C. sports. Ovi, before we let you go, man, year 13 of your contract in D.C. now. Obviously, you're pulling it back. Another way that you're a lot like him. You're negotiating your deal on your own. I mean, is your plan to be here in the future and to stay in D.C.?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
I'm looking forward to seeing him. We're hoping that you're down in the red for a long, long time to come. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you,
much appreciate the time, buddy.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Alex Ovechkin on Grant and Danny for the first time in show history.
How
cool
about
to get
it?
A few minutes with him. So, a couple things. I mean, it's clear, number one, he came on. He was willing to come on because it's Nick Backstrom's day.
Right.
And I'm guessing here, but I'll bet you he's thinking is Nicky has probably had to do hundreds of interviews because of stuff I've done.
I think countless times. Yes.
I'm going to repay the favor here and talk about him. and go on with these two silly geese.
Because listen, if and when, and he will, when he passes Marcel Dion and chases Brett Hull's butt down and passes him, like, we'd love to have him on for those things. But it's like, yeah, I don't really want to talk about myself. He'll do it for his teammate,
It was clear to me that, I mean, he was not, he didn't want to talk about the goals record that much, but he gave you the answer, and he had no interest in talking about his future. It's like, listen, guys, Nicholas Backstrom, it's his night.
But also Nick Backstrom.
So I respect that.
Yeah.
It was kind enough that he took the time to do it, and B, appreciate him hopping on the show. But I had to ask that question at the end about his future, because he is in the final year of his contract, a 13-year contract. He's not signed beyond this season. He could theoretically be a free agent and go somewhere else and finish his career. There's no way, in my opinion, that happens. I don't see any way or reason why that would happen. Brian McClellan on The Fan with us previously and as recently as this afternoon today in middays said the goal is, like they did with Backstrom, to keep Ovechkin around as long as possible, that those two guys should never play anywhere else, that they should retire as Capitals. I don't know why they wouldn't be able to get a deal done, but I also think it's interesting as we talked to him about Backstrom today on Backstrom Day on The Fan. He saw Backstrom negotiate his own contract, didn't use an agent. And now Ovechkin, from what I was told, is doing the same thing with the team. He's working directly with their front office to get his deal done.
There are some parallels there for sure. I mean, I heard the story, it was last year, I think, about how they were getting down to the nitty-gritty at one point where Ovi's mom was negotiating the deal, and it ended up getting done, and it was funny, and it was a great anecdote or whatever. But, you know, it's amazing that a superstar, and that's what he is, a superstar, like a national hero where he's from, a hero here, the one of the best players to ever play, and it's still somehow kind of like just a regular human thing. You know what I mean? It's like usually superstars have a team of people concerned with all of those things, everything from PR to a nutritionist to an agent to a second agent to a support agent to like all these other people. And it's just like Ovi in a room with Brian McClellan being like, could I have this much? And they're like, nah. He's like, okay, what about that? Like, they're just talking like regular people. And he drinks Coke on the bench. That's my favorite part.
I think negotiating your own contract as a player, while impressive, is super difficult.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have dealt with this in our own personal lives,
of course,
right? Where at some point you're talking to your employer and they're saying you're not worth that or telling you things you don't want to hear.
Right.
You'd rather
it's unpleasant
somebody else be hearing that and kind of being the middleman or the middlewoman for you. But Backstrom had to deal with it. Now Ovechkin's doing the same thing. They got to get a deal done. I'm sure they will get a deal done. Part of, I think, trading Jake Virana. Remember what Max said to us the other day, said partially this was about business. This was about
no secret,
freeing
right?
up some money. Well, what money are you freeing up? Why do you need money? Oh, by the way, Alex Ovechkin needs to be paid starting next season for the foreseeable 2, 3, 4 years out, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
728 goals, as we mentioned, 6th all-time, 3 back of number 5 on the all-time goals list. When I was kind of researching for our interview, and looking up, and I knew this, but I actually looked up the specifics of the time he's missed. He would be so much closer to Gretzky.
He'd be north of Jager for sure
at
766.
It would be almost a guarantee, Danny, that he would catch Gretzky, if not for all the time that has been missed now. So you're talking about a full season after he was drafted when they didn't play, like the only sport in the modern era to miss a year, basically. Then there was another half season. I think it was at the same time as the NFL lockout.
Yeah,
it was like 11,
there's a lockout,
12.
Yep.
So you have a full season right in that like 04, 05 time. Then 11, 12, he misses a half of a year. He missed games because of COVID last season when they shut down and then came back in the playoffs. He missed games this year because they're playing fewer games because of COVID. Obviously, he's missed games with little suspensions or banged up body here or there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just add up the time where he wasn't allowed to play because the league wasn't functioning, he would be knocking on the door already. And now you have to wonder, man, that's 166 goals away. That's a lot for a 35-year-old. But he did acknowledge it is important to him. And we got to get into when we come back. He confirmed the age-old story that he uses soda, Coca-Cola, in his water bottle on the bench, in the Gatorade bottle.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
God, I love that. Let's talk Ovi and Backstrom as the greatest tandem in this town's history next on G&D, 5 at 5, 20 minutes out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.